Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program.
I didn't mute myself.
I'm your host, Michelle Mache. Welcome, everyone, into the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. Always good to see everyone. And, of course, welcome listeners via phone, via iTunes, via TuneIn Radio, and, of course, those of you that are listening later via the archives. You know, even though you listen via iTunes or the archives, you're with us in spirit and definitely with the email messages that I get about what you guys want to cover. So happy Wednesday. Here we are on this wonderful path together. I really want to thank everyone also that's been leaving the great feedback on iTunes, the appreciation feedback. And I relayed some of it to Paulo because some of you mentioned Paulo, which he should be on within the next month again. We'll be diving into metaphysical madness and connecting in the love embrace. And, yeah, I think in April, we'll see. So we've got some special stuff planned as well to do for all of you. Yeah, and the chat was a little wonky. Tamara said, yes, I always look forward to this so much. You never know what the surprises will be. Yes, yes. Yoo-hoo, I'm in the chat. I'm here. Hi, Trisho. Good to see you. Tamara, Fixcast, and all the guests. Wonderful to be with you all here. Those of you that want a reading, want to just chat or whatever, the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and we'll be getting to callers. As you know, we have Robert Wilkinson coming on today. Yay! 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 there's so much going on. Let me just backtrack. I also want to thank everybody that's been so encouraging, appreciative, and interactive. Those of you that have been wonderfully engaging and sharing with the videos I've been posting on YouTube and Facebook. And I'm loving it. I'm loving doing it. And I'm posting from different areas to be determined, on the road, taking it on the road with my soul bits, little mega bits of information, terabits downloaded for all of you, little soul bites, nourishments. And it's just working out. And I am posting to my written blog as well, Soul Insights. That's soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. So that's still going on, but I'm really into the videoing right now. And Trisho, yes, love your YouTube videos, Michelle. Great megabits of info. Thank you. Good to see you, Trisho. Hey, Divine Mystic, welcome. Hey, the gang's all here. The gang's all here. Where's Lana Polly? Let's see who else is going to be coming in. Yeah, because, you know, there's just so much happening energetically. There's so much change. I even got, it will be on time, my newsletter, my Soul Insights forecast, the forecast for April. I did give a little bit of a heads up. I'm actually going to post that video today. It will be on my Awakenings Radio page on Facebook and my profile page on Facebook. So I'm going to post the heads up. Just let me tell you, we are going to be rocking and a rolling this year. Already it's happening. Now, I know this year got off to a slow kind of start, a lot of start stops for people, or a lot of things just hanging in midair, or things that you were working on last year. But, and I've seen it in Tamara, I've seen it in all of you, the breakthroughs that are happening this year, I got to tell you, our Soul Path workshops, the tele-workshop and the in-person workshop has been kick-ass. I will just tell you, that's a very professional term. We have made major changes. People are seeing just blocks disappear and just major, major life changes in the emotional body, career, love life, I mean, just everything. And yes, I will attribute it, some of it, to all of our consciousness, the work, my training, yes, yes, yes. But it's the sign of the times. Universally, right now, we're really being so protected but also guided. And I don't mean like we have to be protected from anyone or anything, but we're making big boo-boos right now. We don't have time for big boo-boos anymore. Many of us, especially that have been consciously on a path, you know, the front runners, if you will, and the light workers and the star seeds. So, yeah, we've been delayed for things because it's not been the right time or timing, or other people have to get their stuff together, or there's a better way being made. And kind of in the old paradigm, you know, we had more fudgy room, wiggle room. We had, you know, not to say in some level, sometimes a mistake is not a mistake. You know, sometimes a dead-end road is not a dead-end road. It's a wonderful cul-de-sac where you find some things. But it's to discern in the meditative state, not kidding ourselves, which is which. So you are going to see a lot of forward movement. It's already been happening this month and definitely in through April and May, especially after that Mars retrograde is released. You know, with Jupiter going direct, when Saturn goes direct, and as it's leaving, I will just tell you, this is just a wonderful little precipice, a very interesting point will occur because of the aspects to Saturn and that mutual reception. It's like a crapshoot. Once you let go, right? Once you let go of those dice, what does it show? So just have attention or awareness coming up, and we'll talk about it again, and I'm sure we'll have some astrologers on to talk about it more, but I believe it's October. So when it is going into Sag, Saturn moving out of Scorpio, be prepared for some of your deepest desires. They're going to come about earlier for many people, but in that time period, be prepared for, you know, they say the proof is in the pudding. Be prepared for that to come up for you. Like, oh, you really wanted this amazing relationship, you really wanted to get married, or you really wanted kids, or you really wanted this career, or you really wanted to do an art showing, well, here it is. So, you know, a lot of what we've wanted, and I did a post on this. I said we need to move from I can to I am. I was realizing, and even the guides pointed out, you know, as humans, we spend a lot of time, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, help me do it, I can do it, I can do it, help me do it. Instead of I am doing it, because the truth is we all are doing it. Even if you're, when you're thinking I can do it or I hope I can do this, that's part of the process of you are making the positive changes. You are getting the support. You are doing it. And it's just much more empowering. You get much more fuel, you know, spirit-led, soul fuel when you move into the I am. And it's not, and it's, you know, I would say the little s is like the secretary, you know, but that we are being guided and directed, and those magical helpers, that support is there for us. Okay. I want to touch on something before we get onto phone lines. We had a call, an email question come in. And by the way, if you're just tuning in to Awakenings, that call-in number for questions, comments, or reading to chat is 347-539-5122. 12:30, our awakened guest today is Robert Wilkinson, who's an amazing metaphysician, astrologer, and futurist. And he is the author of Aquarius Papers. That's aquariuspapers.com. And he always has some amazing insight for us. We're going to be talking about what are we talking about? That's a good question. I can't see it. It's in the small print. Well, we're talking about the recent, the great fracturing and also the April eclipses, and we'll also touch probably on Mars retrograde. I want to get his take on that because it's been quite interesting. It's all been interesting. But if you want to take a peek ahead of time, I know a lot of people like to get a visual on our guests. Just go to Aquarius Papers. .com. I know a lot of you listeners know of him already. So one email question I want to get to. This is for James, and then we're going to get to the phone lines. Different question for you. Concerns the U.S. economy. Ha-ha, I've been doing a lot of readings on that lately. Let's see. My understanding is that there are large numbers of people who are either unemployed or underemployed. I can't reconcile the strong share market against a weak domestic economy. Based on what your clients are telling you, what is the true state of the union? Are people hurting or are things on the turnaround? Trying to figure out the possible inflationary impact of all that printed money. Well, we live in a multi-universe, multi-reality, so it's all of the above. Okay, so yeah, there are people that are hurting and there are people that are soaring. Can tell you if you look at the economy, what that means, and it's interesting. Maybe I'm going to do a workshop on this again. When I was teaching at Agape Spiritual Center, I did a metaphysical workshop. And truly, if you're going to do a metaphysical workshop, you have to address money. You have to, because it's a form of energy. And economy comes from to bring together or to manage. It comes from the French, and a word to économie. It also has to do with resources and consumption. But it's basically to economize is to manage. And what are we all learning in the new paradigm is to manage our energy, manage our energy sources, resources, see ourselves more as energy. So what is happening overall in the economy is that everybody is kind of, unfortunately or fortunately, depends if you're a multitasker, you're doing better at it, or you're able to step out of boxes. The soul is saying, this is boring. I know, yet you want to get your paycheck by being a manufacturer, factory worker, and those jobs are disappearing. Things are more automated. And I'm not saying it's not hard. It's not pinchy. It is. It's like you got to think about the people that made typewriters and did very well. Well, was it Smith Corona? They had to find other ways, and I don't know if they invested in computers. I mean, we definitely use the keyboard from the typewriter. I'm glad in middle school I learned to type in Ms. Bayless' class. Things are bleak. Will they get worse? Yes. Will there be a downturn again? Yes. Will the housing downturn? Yes. But the more you can get into the new economy, the new emerging consciousness, the new paradigm, what's building this new paradigm is a new emerging consciousness, a way of thinking differently, moving from the me to the we. Where can I conserve, consolidate? Where am I overusing? Doesn't mean you can't make a boatload of money. It's not about that anymore. It's just how are you making it, and also what is your path? So it's not a cut and dry answer. And, I got hit definitely a couple times. I thought I wasn't going to, and I did. I got my little pinchy, rising above again. But it's kind of like you've got to diversify, I'd say, 3 to 5 sources of creativity or creative outlets, 3 to 5 sources of ways of connecting, and 3 to 5 sources of income sources. So it's to move us from the over-focus on money and being a fear-based society that feels that the only way we're going to make it is if I have my own share, if I have my retirement. Because the truth be told, with some of the things that are going to be coming up, especially on an environmental level, you're going to need to hang with your family or your friends or your neighbors and say, hey, I've got some tortillas, I've got some guacamole, I've got some steak, oh, I've got some yogurt. Can we come together? The more we can come together, remember this, everyone, I call it mitigating consciousness, that what they use in the legal term, mitigating, like something makes something not as bad. Remember, as we all individually and then collectively shift in consciousness, we can make things not so bad or not so challenging. We don't have to have cataclysmic things happen. Which I don't think anything cataclysmic is going to happen anyway. Part of the converging flow is that everything is happening all at once. That's why it's hard to predict things. Everyone is awakening at once. Everyone's becoming more awake, aware. So many people are becoming more intuitive. People are awakening to the injustices in the world. But then but part of the converging flow is there's a convergence of injustices that's being revealed but also perpetrated, or you know, there's a converging of the stock market not doing well, or a converging of the housing market falling. But then there's a converging of people living differently and living more on a community level. So you can't say it's all bad. You can't say it's all good. That's all in the dual plane. What you can say is, let me find the most life-enhancing thread and let me follow that. Let me find the most life-enhancing thread mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically, on a health level, and materially. Let me find the most life-enhancing belief. Let me find the most life-enhancing. If you follow what's the most life-enhancing, then you will be following the universal thrust and flow. All right, let us get to phone lines. Hi, 928-373. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Kathleen from Massachusetts. First time caller. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you. I have a question. A friend of mine has a business, a carpet cleaning business, and it's going very well. He's had it for years. Now, he told me that he would hire me to do inside sales, but he still needs to get someone to go out on the road for me to assign the sales to, okay?
Yes.
And I've been waiting for a couple of weeks. Do you see when this is going to break, when I'm going to start working for him?
The one thing I feel is doing well, but I feel there's an issue around finance for him. I don't know if it's budgeting. I feel like there's been some expenditures. I want to say it could be coming up. Well, yeah, definitely does show you guys working together. Does he want you to hire some people? Would that be part of your, like, a management?
No.
Okay.
No, he's the head
honcho.
I wouldn't be firing anyone. I'm just
making
appointments.
Hiring.
Hiring. Not that I'm aware of. He's trying to hire someone now.
That's what I'm picking up then. Okay, because I'm hearing hiring someone. Okay, he's looking to hire. Once he gets those appointments, well, that must be it. I would say look for communication probably in the next couple weeks on it. And I feel like it, I know, I feel like it, the thing is him hiring you depends on who he gets in there first, is what I'm hearing. So
does that mean that he wouldn't hire me unless he thought I was compatible?
No, I feel like he has to hire some people or at least one person before he hires you. And so I feel like so that's what it's dependent on. I would check in with him in a week, but I'm really hearing things moving more quickly on it, probably, well, not that far off, probably 10th, 15th of April. There is a man I do feel he's – yeah, I feel like there could be a salesman or somebody that he's going to be hiring two or three under his belt, and that's where you're going to come in. But be prepared to do more than just make appointments. I feel like he's going to depend on you a little bit more.
Well, I do a good job because I've been out of the workforce for over 10 years, and I haven't
– You're ready.
I am ready.
Yeah. You'll get it. It'll happen. You just, it's one of those, like I talked about at the beginning of the program, it's just one of those things that's a little delayed right now, but it will definitely happen.
It's coming.
Because I feel he's thinking, what do I have her do? He has to hire the people for you to get out there.
Right.
And so
he just jumped
the gun a little bit. But keep in touch with him. And I feel he's going to have you not just make appointments, but somehow maybe even more manage the office so he can be out more. Because I feel expansion around him. He may have other offices. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some expansion for him probably mid to the end of this year, I would say.
Okay. Can I ask one more thing? There's a guy that I'm seeing, and he's moving. He's already 2 hours away, but he's moving to a different apartment. He's selling his house. And I wanted to know if you continue seeing us together or seeing me going over his place more now that he got his own place. His name is Joe.
You know what? You got to call back in because I've got other callers. I do see a
little
bumpy
path.
That's all right. I do see a little bit of a bumpy something you guys are going to be working out. I don't know if it's work with him, finance. I don't know. There's something that I feel there's a little patch. I do see you going to his place. I do see you seeing it. Then there's some stuff for you, I don't know, directionally to work out. Maybe you're already doing that, but because it's going to change the energy a little bit, the mood. But I'm not saying a breakup, but I am seeing a little bit of a bumpy path.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and I do understand yet what the call is.
Okay,
hen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep us posted. Hi, 410-798. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hey, Kathy. Welcome.
My question. I can't tell you're making me laugh. My question is, when do you see me retiring?
Okay.
From my work job, and then doing something fun.
Well, I see something. Yeah, I was gonna say I see the fun, and I feel like you're still gonna have a revenue stream. Something kind of interesting. I feel like you're gonna be selling. I don't know if you're making something or find something online, but it does show another revenue stream.
I make jewelry now.
Then you might be selling that. So yeah, I feel like there's something that you're gonna be doing much more creatively. Kathy, it's kind of up to you. I feel like if you get the jewelry going more and start doing that more, you'll be moving more towards the retirement much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anybody pushing you out. I don't see – when do you want to retire? I guess that's the question.
Well, I guess I'm eligible in like 2 years.
I was going to say 2 to 3 years. Yeah. You may do the two to three years. But it depends on what you have going on. And Tamara just put in the chat. Tamara just thought the same thing. By the way, I don't know why I'm not able to type except for my little icons in the chat or whatever they're called, the little. The whole concept of retiring is changing. I don't see you never not working, and you could even do something part-time or something. So I do feel that there'll be a shift. I do feel in retirement there'll be a little more travel around you. I don't know why I keep seeing a beach environment. I don't know if it's Florida. I don't know. I see some kind of
because we're moving
relaxing.
To Florida.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Well, a lot will happen on a positive level with that move. I was just going to say, I see you much more relaxed in Florida, much more focused on your jewelry. So great. That's there's a confirmation right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, keep us posted, will you? We're going to get to the next caller. Much peace.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and please, if I don't get to you, please call back in next Wednesday. Next Wednesday we'll be doing the readings for the full I'd like to get Robert on a little earlier because he has so much to say and so much great insight and input. There's just a few that I do that. Jude Caravan is another one, which I think she's coming on as well, I don't know, in May. 267-285, you're on Awakenings Radio. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. To whom am I speaking with?
It's Kathy.
Hi. Hey, Kathy. Hi.
Hi,
so
how
look
are
at
you?
This. Let's look at this. We've had a Kathleen, a Kathy, and another Kathy. Are you all K's? Because I got to look at that numerically now. What?
Well, my name is spelled. It's probably not the traditional way. I have a Y in my name, so
doesn't matter. The first letter. So it's an 11.
It's 11. Yes.
I know. You
it's
got
11.
It.
Yeah. I have a lot of 11 around me, so I guess
Here's the deal. Next month we're in 11-2, and I was writing on that, and it's a major – I can't wait till my blog comes out.
I can't wait either.
Coming out next Monday. But I talk about this. So this is a sign. This is a reinforcement.
Yeah.
All that – it's going to be a very powerful month, a lot to do with relationship, a lot of challenges. It requires us to go to that next level, but a lot of juicy reward as well. So thank you, the Kathleen's, Kathy's, called in. What's your question?
Really, I was going to ask you too, but I know you have a lot of callers. But before I begin, I just wanted to say to you, thank you so much for going back to your YouTube, because I've been following you since like 2009, I think. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know she does the ready. But see, I wasn't really, because you weren't really posting, so that's when I found out that you had a radio show. But just thank you so much, because I've really been enjoying the post, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'll do more. Now, I've been posting it on Facebook, and then I have to, maybe I should do it so that it goes to Facebook and YouTube at the same time.
Okay. So just getting to my question. My question is, I had a really, 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 just to be honest, a really effed up week last week, like more towards the end, regarding my job. And some things happened that left me feeling very singled out. And I don't know if you can give me any kind go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a bit of a betrayal there, it shows, a close group.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's a little part of the testing that we've all been getting a little bit, is to fall back on our inner strength, our inner knowing, our inner centering, that sometimes people say and do things out of their own wounding that really has nothing to do with us. And I feel like what you were called out on, I feel like a very innocent thing that you did was really blown out of proportion, and you were called out on something. Basically, the person I feel was triggered. I do feel there perhaps will not be the trust there anymore for one thing. And it's saying not to cut off, but it is saying to be aware, because I still feel the situation could be reactive, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Is it still ongoing a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, a lot happened because I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. No, fine. No, that's what you're saying.
A lot happened, and I felt like I just wasn't given the opportunity. And the people around me, it's kind of, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you know and feel that everybody, that there's this joke and everybody knows the pun to it except for you, and that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that this particular person or people betrayed me, it just...
But
I don't know.
I know that. But the thing is there's no... The cosmic joke is that we're all love, and when we act this way, it's out of the wound. I had a situation years ago at a very prestigious spiritual center, well-known spiritual center, where I was shunned a little bit by some of the top people. It was a total misunderstanding, totally 1,000% not my fault or responsibility. And these people ended up apologizing to me, and I'm actually even working with one of them again. And I had to realize that the reason I was there was not for those administrators or the leader, or the quote-unquote, if you want to call the person leader, but I was there for the students. And I feel you're there for your daughter, and I feel like these people, the issue is you're not wanting to be the scapegoat anymore. You must not take that on. That's the pattern that you're breaking right now, Kathy. So all of us, please, we are not scapegoats. Okay, when people try to scapegoat, I'm in a little bit of a situation right now that's a little odd. I'll either talk about it later or I'll be in my book. And there's some things flung around, and I'm like, whoa, okay, let's go into the oneness, because we do not know. A metaphysical teacher told me this years ago, and I see it play out in my life and with people all the time that I love and work with. We do not know how we will be called in to be of service. We do not know sometimes what seems a horrible fate ends up being the only way that things can be worked out. You know, whatever it is that you might even see ethically or morally wrong, there is a higher directive. There is a higher dictate. There is a higher path unfolding. So what you need to do, Kathy, is just in your mind, take off, you know, the scapegoat. Take off that, just even visualize yourself peeling that off and handing that energy back and connecting back into the center of the beauty that you are, And I hate to say it, just leave those people with their own stuff. Just let it be. Don't try to explain anything. See, they feel you're shifting, you're changing. And so this is a way of them roping you back in, trying to rope you back in. That's what people do sometimes out of confusion. They make things more confused so that we depend back on them, right?
Right.
Is this helping at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I was afraid that it was going to somehow end up affecting my job, because what happened was, after everything happened and this particular person said, you know, oh, I refuse to work with her, and I'm thinking, I didn't even do anything wrong in all this time. I was thinking that everything was okay, nobody was coming to me with anything, and then all of a sudden I get hit with this, and my they move my desk, I'm all the way on the other side of the office, like, and I just feel like it just brings more attention to it, you know?
I know, but that's why I shared with you that experience that I had. You have to, I hate to say it for the now, rise above it. I would say connect with the supervisor. I feel like you have an alliance. Don't get into the Mishigas. Don't get into the Mishugana. Don't get into the crazy of this.
Okay.
Because people, I learned years ago, out of being guided, you know, I can get along with everybody. I always say I could be with the bikers, beer drinking, champagne, diplomats, raw food, yogis, whatever. I remember years ago in high school, I befriended this girl. She came from the wrong side of the tracks. Like, it was in a gang person. She was a gang person. They got bussed into our school. And she had cramps one time. I got one of my neighbors to take her home. And people said, oh, my God, she's a gang member, and I'm a surfer. And I was like, oh, I don't care. You know, I was a Latina surfer. You know, I was like, can we all get along? And she was, and the girl tried to fight me. She got after me and made stories up about me. And I was like, oh, my God. And then someone had told me, they said, well, you're the strong one. She's pitting you like dogs in a, I don't know, for the territory. And I'm like, what territory? I go to the beach
right.
and write poetry. What territory? And she's like, but they know who is a strong one, a leader. And she's pitting, because we had this little group I wove in and out of, and you know, I was in a sorority group, and I left them because they wouldn't hang out with my surfer friend. I was like, I get along with everybody, every kind of music, everybody. So this is what I feel is happening with you. People can sense if you're strong or you're a leader, even if you're kickback, chill, it threatens them. And so they will try to do these kinds of things. You're eventually going to move on from this situation anyway, even from the job, but you first have to get this not being dependent on how you're perceived. And I've had a couple times, it's a horrible little initiation to go through, but once you go through it, you won't have to go through it again, for one thing.
Yeah, because that's definitely, and you'll feel a lot better. Okay, because that's definitely what I'm feeling now. Like, what is this person saying? What is this? What are they saying? Why are they saying it? I didn't do it.
I'm
always
telling
that
you,
feeling of, having to explain yourself, you know?
No, don't explain. What I want you to do is poly perfect. Here's what I did. When that thing happened in the spiritual center, one of the big wigs that pulled the unconscious behavior, the triggered behavior, you know what I would do?
Right.
When I would see her, I would go up and hug her and say, oh, hi! And I went to the name and I hug her. And you know why I did that? Because I knew she had to keep the facade up. She couldn't outright shun me or pull back, because then she would look, then people would start asking
right.
her questions, and then what she did would come
right.
out. So I would purposely, I went over, I said, God is good, God is great. Hello, honey. Hi. Woo-hoo. I'm telling you, they come at you, you've got to just, you've just got to poly-positive them. Poly-positive, do your
okay.
projection perception, move into the oneness, and just put that out there. And then when you have an alliance with somebody that you can share what's going on with, that's another thing. But don't get caught, don't get pulled in the drain of my new words, Mishigas and Mishugana. It's just so perfect, those Yiddish words.
Okay.
You know, and I'm sure Robert will have some things to say when he comes on air, you know, but great rationality, what's going on with people. Call in next week, Kathy. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Big hug. Okay, I think we have time for one more. Whoops, my is going weird. I'm trying to get to 310-429.
310-429.
Hi. Hi, Michelle.
Hey. Hi.
It's Lori. Hi.
Hey, Lori. Hi.
I've called into your show a bunch, and just you've given me such good advice. So I'm just – I don't really have, like, a question. Just kind of was checking in just do, like, a little check. Yeah, because you're
okay.
Just you've always been so right on, and you've given me such great advice that I just kind of thought it was time for a little check-in.
Okay. Well, normally I like people to do a question, but let's say the first thing I get with you is just – the first thing I hear is keep it all going. There's a lot of balls up in the air, and it's saying to keep it balanced and to persevere. There does seem to be some issues around environment, money coming up, like either budgeting or adjudicating money for certain things. I do feel like there could be a paring down. What's in your dining room? You're getting rid of some stuff there, I see. What is in there?
There's like a desk.
You have stuff?
I mean, I don't.
You're getting a different desk or something. I don't know. I feel changes. Changes in
for
the
sure.
home. There's some. Okay. Changes in the home. You also, I feel, could be taking a trip coming up here. It's funny. I feel like back east, but I also feel like a desert environment. Like you could be going for like a little vacation thing, riding, hanging out. What will greatly rejuvenate you. You know, you're going to be balancing a lot in the romantic love department, friend department. There's just a lot of different elements right now in your life. The career, I feel one part is phasing out, another part coming in. It's just a time, you know, think Gemini. You're just balancing, you know, a lot in your immediate living space, environment, mentally, emotionally. There's just a lot of balancing, a lot of juggling right now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not one thing. There's not a decision to be made. You know, someone once told me when there's a lot of choice on the table and nothing is jumping out at you, there's no decision to be made. So sometimes we have to balance three or four things or two things, and it's like, God, I just want to have one. I just want to pare down. But I'm not feeling decisions around you right now. So don't try to push it.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Keep
all right.
Us posted.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, one quick one. I believe our guest is here, which I can't wait. 502-550, welcome to Awakening.
Woohoo! I'm so happy that you still take me. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to see what you think for April.
For April? Whoops, hold on. I just unmuted. My switchboard is going wonky. What's your first name, please? What's your first name?
My name is Debbie, and I'm born 6/23/81.
Debbie?
Yes.
Okay. You've got a lot of – you're moving through – yeah, there's going to be – expect some – people leaving your circle, maybe some change of friends. It could be a breakup or restructuring of relationships. You're clearing the decks a lot for the new to come in. So I would say for you right now, a lot about centering, getting those great people in your life that can support you through the change. Just remember, everything will fill back up. But you are in a bit of a time of things leaving. I would say April is going to be a lot of inner transformation, and you will start feeling your strength. April, you'll start feeling, like, even though this is leaving, even though this, you know, this space is here, this person left my life, or I have this misunderstanding, I know I'm being divinely guided. I know I'm in a divine path. So you'll get through it. I feel May and June is a lot lighter for you, but, there's a lot leaving your circle right now this whole year.
Yes.
All right,
Debbie?
Yeah. All right. Keep us posted. All right. Much peace.
You see pregnancy? You see
that could be. You are in that. That could be down the road. That could be one of the changes. That could be.
Yeah. But no April.
All right, Deb, I need to get call back next week. Okay, it's time for our Awakened Dialogue with our Awakened guest, Robert Wilkinson. Like I said at the top of the program, he is the author of Aquarius Papers, and you can find out more information by going to aquariuspapers.com. It's an internationally recognized and read blog on astrology and metaphysics. Robert is an advanced metaphysician, futurist, and transformational astrologer. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Michelle, and everybody out there across the world. We got people checking in because I announced it on the site, so people really are checking in from all over the world. So,
I couldn't
help but listen in, and everything they're describing in the way of fracturing, and we're all having to follow our own truth, and we're really under these incredibly complex pressures of forces beyond our control that are blindsiding us and forcing us to maintain our inner equilibrium. Welcome to the fracturing.
Now, what's going on right now? Okay, so what is it, and why is it happening? And what can we do? Because it is like this new energy that came in and blindsided all of us.
What this is this is merely the next and pretty close to final phase of this middle period of the long-term Uranus square Pluto. That Uranus square Pluto represents the hard edge in our world today. The conflict between coercive control systems and individuality, us being able to follow our higher law as opposed to somebody else's higher law or restrictions or lower law or whatever. And since last summer, Jupiter in Cancer filled in a third leg, opposing Pluto. We've all been having to watch out for teachings that are not real, opportunities that are not opportunities, people asserting things that may not be true for us. And because of this configuration, and we were living with it all last summer, and we've been dealing with it off and on, literally ever since then, okay, that we've been having to, every summer we've been having to try to find our balance and perspective and proportion. And every autumn, we've been having to mobilize in terms of what we care about and how we can take care of ourselves and what do we need to get to sustain our outreach. So we've had this square going on forever, it seems like. Then we've had Jupiter filling in this third leg, creating a T-square. Well, T-squares are pretty difficult, but they also help us integrate the energy. We've all been tested to find balance, equilibrium, the right perspective, justice, fairness, proportion. And to me, again, it's not that we necessarily aren't in our equilibrium, but anybody listening in on your show and anybody coming to my site and anybody that meditates or does Tai Chi or Qigong or anything else, we're the ones who wind up in the middle of situations where things are either destabilized and fracturing, or we are the point where it integrates. So in some respects, some of your people calling in, they just can't take the problem personally because it's everybody else's thing, and they find themselves in the middle of the fracturing. That's what I mean. I've been through more fracturing in the last week than I probably have been in 10 years. We do have this T-square going on. Grand Cross is filled in every day when the angles, you know, go through these cardinal signs of Aries and Libra and Cancer and Capricorn. And I do want at this point to remind people, this is a transit to transit. This is an external generic condition that we didn't create, but it is challenging us to take the high road, to do the best we can. Sometimes we have to fight nobly in a losing battle. Sometimes we have to just see that it's a losing battle. We've done our best, and now it's time to leave. You know, it's just time to do something else. We must never be subjected to other people's crazy making. You want me to sugar? Yeah. I'll raise you one and call it crazy making. Tremendous crazy making in the air right now. People
but
are saying
head,
one thing.
Yeah.
It's the Uranus
crazy.
Square
it's
Pluto
the...
driven by
okay.
Jupiter.
Okay.
With
so
the grand irrationality.
Okay.
With the grand irrationality. Okay, we have two things going on right now, both of which lead to crazy making.
Yeah. I've seen that. And people, and so much fear, like, it's like, they'll have, I've been looking at this, like, you know, they'll have a little pebble in their hand and they're grasping it and they're being offered, you know, a diamond. And it's like, I want the diamond, I want the big rock, but I don't want to open my hand because the other one will fall out. And it's like, well, you don't want the other one, you've outgrown the other one. So I'm seeing people also needing to make changes, but somehow not, if that makes sense, or holding on.
Part of people needing or wanting to make changes but not doing it relates to the Jupiter in Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Because Jupiter is where our imagination is at. It's where we see opportunity and protection and grace and mercy and adventure. And, you know, Jupiter in Taurus, it's much more solidifying. Jupiter in Gemini, it opens us to new ideas. Well, Jupiter in Cancer teaches us lessons around need, around family, and family systems do exist in the workplace. I mean, you know, so
right.
A lot of the interpersonal dynamics of this past year have been teaching us about Cancer stuff, people being defensive, people being crabby, people clinging to the past, people clinging to that which cannot bring them security, people clinging to a feeling of something that really relates back to when they were kids, not to whatever's going on right now. This will all change in July when Jupiter goes into Leo. Then we will have another whole way of expansion. We'll have another whole way of approach. But the thing about this, the T-square that turns into a grand cross every day when the ascendant and the angles go across Libra, it's like integration, fracture. And it just keeps, you know, moving forward of one level of integration, one level of fracturing, another level of integration, another level of fracturing. And that's for everybody, okay?
Mm.
And Jupiter did set it into motion last summer. It's been a constant since January. No wonder people are losing it. You know, we've been under pressure now for 3 solid months, relentless, no break. And the tension is really between that Jupiter opposed Pluto. We must not yield to other people's coercions or corrosive attitudes or temptations that are against our best interests. And see, that's where the Uranus and Aries, as a driver of that T-square, is never letting us up. It's forcing us to be an individual and do what is perfect for us in our way. Now, this mostly affects people with planets around, we'll say 10 to 16 degrees, roughly, of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, as well as those with planets around, we'll say, approximately 25 to 30 degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So the T-square shows we've got to find the right perspective, the right equilibrium, the right sense of balance. We've got to really learn how to glide between yin and yang, between active and passive. And especially with this Mars retrograde in Libra, Mars is now slowing down. It's the middle of a bunch of retrogrades. We had Mercury retrograde last October, November, Venus retrograde December and January, Mercury retrograde in February, Mars and Saturn are retrograde now in March and April. Mars will finally go direct in May, and then Mercury is going to go retrograde in June. So this is like one of these swirling, whirling, moving forward, moving back, moving to the side, and especially because the Mars retrograde is a momentum killer whenever it happens, which is usually about like 11 weeks every couple years, it kills the momentum. We have to slow some things down to either wait for other things to catch up or to work on other things that need to be worked on before we can pick it up back again in the future. I can say that Saturn in Libra back between late 2010 to September 2012, that actually taught us a lot about the fairness, the justice, the balance, the right action or non-action, you know, that we can remember as wisdom, as experience that we can use during this time of fracturing. And it absolutely works for me. This one, I mean, when I put this together, I hadn't had time to reflect on it, but it's like whatever it was between mid-2010 and September 2012, that gave us the tools we need to stay on our balance here, okay? And by late May, when Mars finally goes direct at 10 Libra, many people will experience a sense of relief. But
thank God.
We won't be done with this fracturing until mid-June after Mars passes 14 Libra, because 14 Libra, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn is the exact fracturing that comes down in the middle third week and fourth week of April. There's a lot, but remember, it's generic, so it's a larger condition. The best we can do is act or not act in the right way, in the right proportion, and how we handle this right Libra action test will really produce major league favorable results for those of us that have done the work this coming September, October, because that's when the inner planets will move across the Libra areas of this cross at the same time that there's going to be a grand fire trine happening. So we can take all of this instability, unfairness, craziness, out of balance, perspective, lack proportion, seesaw, butting heads, juggling, whatever all the stuff is.
God,
we're
going to
see positive results in September, October.
That's good news. I wish it was sooner, but that's good news. Now, and it also seems to be bringing just situations that you wouldn't normally be in. It's just been bringing bizarre circumstances on your plate. Is another
These are bizarre circumstances, you also have to remember that the grand irrationality is still in play. Every time a planet goes through any of those seven zones, things get thrown into motion, whether in the outer world of affairs via the transit to transit, or our inner world of our life when these things affect us personally. You know, I mean, right now we have 3 points lit up by Saturn and Neptune and Pluto. So anybody with planets around 20 to 24 of Scorpio, 12 to 16 Capricorn, 3 to 7 Pisces, 24 to 28 Aries, and I have the other zones, again, in various parts of my articles. I've got another article coming real soon on the new moon where I'll again talk about the grand irrationality, because it's going to play a big part in the very powerful total lunar eclipse coming on April 15th. That lunar eclipse, the grand irrationality is set into full play by the sun of that lunar eclipse. And so there will be 4 points active of the seven-pointed star. And that lunar eclipse, starting on April 15th, actually is going to be stronger than the solar eclipse.
Right. Oh, it is going to be stronger than the solar. Wow.
Yeah, because the lunar eclipse lasts for 3 hours and 35 minutes, which means that it's going to be in effect for 15 to 16 weeks, whereas this annular solar eclipse coming at the end of April only lasts for 12 minutes. Therefore, it's only going to last for basically, the influence will be 10 weeks, and it'll be basically the South Indian Ocean, the south edge of Indonesia and Australia. So it will primarily affect the South Pole, whereas the lunar eclipse will affect everyone.
Right. Let me just say, 502, can you mute yourself? Because we're having issues with the switchboard, and I can hear you. So the 502, if you could just or hang up and call back in, because I can hear stuff in the background. Okay. Yeah. That's great. I don't know, my computer going wonky. So the unusual circumstances, what are you suggesting? It's good to hear this. I know that there's some reasoning behind this. One thing, Robert, what do we come out the other side with this? Is there, and what are we kind of to be aware of and working on? I know at the top of the program when you came on, you were saying about not letting, you know, outer people or outer beliefs or institutions kind of sway us. That's not the real thing or not the real truth. Is that a big part of what we're meant to get to, is our own personal truth in this? Part of our life?
I believe all of life is a challenge for us to realize our truth, apply those truths, and then transform those truths into even greater truths, where we move from not just service to self, but service to the correcting the ignorance and the suffering in the world wherever we're called to do it. See, the other side of it, remember, you know this, we've talked about this forever, you and I are on the same page, we are eternals having human experiences. Since we are eternals having human experiences, we're having to learn to manage our body and our feelings and our mind, try to integrate it into a personality that can actually work in a world of personalities, and remember, though, that our highest self is where we're trying to be so that we can express our spiritual self. Okay, so at the other end of all of this, it's really more to me a question of how can we navigate pure chaos, the chaos of a world that has lost its perspective, lost its balance, lost its sense of proportion, the rampant unfairness and destructive, spiritually destructive attitudes of our time are ridiculous, and we're the ones having to remember to be detached and to be compassionate and to be discriminating and to learn how to generate positivity on our own behalf, not relying on other people's value systems, not relying on social value systems, but really understanding we're being called to find that ray of truth. You know, if we're an artist, it's one path to truth. If we're a scientist, it's another path to truth. If we're philosophers, it's another path to truth. And to remember that in spite of all of the outer conditions, first of all, this too will pass. Mm-hmm. In spite of all the problems, this too will pass. If you can't make it better, don't make it worse. If you can take the high road when nobody else is, you know, we live in a low road reality, a low road world, so we got to take the high road. And some of this is really just remembering that we don't have to fall into confusion and fear and pride and anxiety and feel strongly pushed and pulled by real strong feelings and attachments and desires based upon transitory outer crap. We just don't have to yield to that stuff and give it so much power. See, nobody ever became a great master of the wisdom by allowing the world to push and pull them. Okay,
right,
really.
Right.
We're here. Yeah, we have to master this vehicle the best we're able without repression, without the usual brutality and judgments and anger and fear that people level at themselves and their world and each other. You know, people get so frustrated and they get into fear about what isn't or what is or what might be or what might not be. And then they get driven by, because we all live in a collective atmosphere. Okay, we're all in the same ocean. We're breathing the same air. We're in the midst of a vast soup of toxic thoughts and toxic feelings. We are the transformers that purify that collective atmosphere when we remember we are not that. We are not what other people think. We are not anybody else's belief systems. We are unique and beautiful and who we are. Nobody else is here to do the job we're here to do. That's why it really doesn't matter what the world thinks of us. And I'm going to take 1 minute right now. I'm going to take 1 minute, and I'm going to give your listeners one of my favorite poems of all time by Rumi. And it's called Spiritual Window Shoppers. And Rumi wrote, centuries ago, these spiritual window shoppers who idly ask, how much is that? Oh, I'm just looking. They handle 100 items and put them down, shadows with no capital. What is spent is love and two eyes wet with weeping. But these walk into a shop, and their whole lives pass suddenly in that moment in that shop. Where did you go? Nowhere. What did you have to eat? Nothing much. Even if you don't know what you want, buy something to be part of the exchanging flow. Start a huge, foolish project like Noah. It makes absolutely no difference what people think of you.
Wow. That's so appropriate. Kathy, I hope you're on air listening to this. That so answers her question of her being, you know, what's going on in the office.
There are so many people that are spiritual window shoppers that want to tell us what we're supposed to be believing, what we're supposed to be doing or not doing, what we can say, what we can't say, what we should think and what we shouldn't think. And yet they don't have to walk even 1 foot in our moccasins. And so who are we? Who are we to devalue our sense of the higher way simply because somebody else doesn't agree or has given us grief about it or whatever?
Makes sense. So really is that, you know, and what I'm hearing from you, my understanding, the only way we can move from this idea of tolerance and acceptance into honoring, because we can't honor each other's path if we can't honor our own personal truth and how we're, you know, our soul, our uniqueness. If we can't honor ourselves, how can we truly honor or be there for somebody else? And it sounds like by what you're saying, Robert, this major testing initiation time is kind of forcing everybody through circumstance to move into that, you know, to get to our own personal truth and honoring.
I've had to post a couple of pretty serious articles about spiritual warrioring and the true nature of where our highest self actually lives relative to this morass in this world. I mean, I tried to outline this in my class on 2014 as a whole. I'm going to make a brief plug. I'm giving the last one this coming Sunday. There's details on the site. It's the very last class on the overview of 2014. It's a webinar.
Oh, great.
And,
okay, and
but
people
beyond
can go
that,
to the webinar. They can go to
It's a webinar. It's a class I'm doing this Sunday. And you can find out more about AquariusPapers.com and just, you know, it'll be there somewhere on my front page. But this is really the time to get that view, that larger view, that there's stuff going on that may be tempting us to be affected, but we're really better off stepping back and examining what is the source of this. Is this making me feel more centered and together and integrated, or is it making me feel more divided, more unclear? Is this reducing my courage and my confidence and my clarity, or is it increasing my courage and my confidence and my clarity? And I'm not talking about cheerleading. This is really about us getting out of our own way and letting the spiritual warrior or guardian within fight that battle for us. Because it's our mind and our feelings that fall into uncertainty, that fall into doubt, that fall into fear. Our spiritual warrior only knows the truth. only speaks truth and is so clear it's invincible. Our spiritual warrior can never be vanquished, ever. But so many people think that, well, I have to get all these ideas and I have to do this and I have to do that, and they forget that, you know, the personality always falls into confusion, always. That was why I wanted to do the class on the year as a whole, because I want people to know what is not theirs to own. It might just be a situation that's generic to everybody. It might be something that everybody's got to deal with, like in August and early September when Mars is in Scorpio. Well, if you're a Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, don't be surprised if you find yourself at a turning point. You see what I mean? Like right now, Mars is in Libra. I'll bet this is throwing people with strong Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn planets and angles into uncertainty, into doubt, into confusion, because there's some stuff that seems to be coming up from the past that is somehow related to the present, but it has nothing, you know, what's coming up is crazy. And that is a test for us. In, like in my own case, my own situation where this fracturing is taking place, I'm having to completely turn and walk away from a network of falsehoods. That's the way I would put it in my own life. I have been rudely confronted with a nest of, I think that they're delusions. And there's really, there's nothing to win and there's nothing to lose. You know, there's nothing to win. You can't change some of the crazy making that's going on. All that you do is get involved in more crazy making.
Right.
So there's nothing to do, and there's nothing to win, but there's also nothing to lose by simply stating the truth as I see it and then turning around and doing my own thing. And I'm not going to worry about this system, because this system seems to be doing just fine on its own without me being involved. And so I can't worry about it. You know, if they're not going to treat us with kindness and with respect and you know, with as much honor as they would want to be honored with, then we have to ask ourselves why we're in this interaction that is so out of balance. You know, what are we doing? Because think about it, Michelle. Every hour we spend entangled with goopy stuff that's creating doubt, that's creating confusion, or that's just frustrating us because no matter what we say or do, it's not accomplishing any good. Why are we doing that? Every hour we do that is an hour we're not meditating, reading a book, on the telephone with friends, improving our spiritual life, taking a hike, enjoying the view, celebrating life. And I will now segue back into another part of answering that last question about what's the payoff at the other end. I do want to remind you and all that's listening, Winter Solstice 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, was not the end of the story. Humanity, in fact, crossed a threshold. In fact, we did. And it was the threshold of the diminishment of the separation between mind and feelings. That was then, we got thrown into a master class of emotional intelligence when Jupiter went into Cancer last summer. And there were all those planets in Cancer. And we all got that grand water trine and early water that really helped all of us get to a fluid emotional understanding and intelligence in those parts of our life. And then Jupiter and Saturn moved on, and they made another trine from Cancer to Scorpio in the autumn. And now Jupiter is again making another water trine. We now have the ability to practice our stabilized emotional intelligence, our emotional understanding, so that we don't have to be thrown into fear and uncertainty by these integration, fracture sequences of things that are going on right now. We're actually learning to be much more fluid much more aware of our feelings and what they're telling us about our knowing. We're learning to perceive our feelings in a way that we can know what they are teaching us and where they're leading us and what they're telling us. And so really, we're getting the best of becoming more feeling, knowing, aware. And for some of us, it's registering as being more aware of what other people are feeling. For some, it's being more aware of the life that's all around us in the plants and the animals, the stones, that some people are really coming alive because of this enhanced feeling, knowing, and the enhanced mental ability to contact the feeling, knowing, that experiential reality we're all embracing. And that's why some people are really losing it completely, because they're feeling everything, but they're just crazy. And it's okay. It's not okay if they ensnare us in their crazy making. Right. Then sometimes all that we can do is roll with the flow wherever it goes, even if it rolls out of here. We can't stick to somebody else's craziness, because it's not our craziness. It's their craziness. And so I would just say to all the listeners, watch out for people that bring heavy baggage. There's something going on. Monitor the expectations. What do they expect? Why do they expect it? And why do you have to fulfill that expectation? Who told you were supposed to fix it? Because at this point, it's really more about slowing things down, finding the right balance, finding the right equilibrium, finding the right equipoise. We can be as we flow through all these strong feelings and disruptive fields and supercharged situations that go from 0 to 100 ugly in a heartbeat. And that's also part of this. We're having to learn, because as an Aries, I can tell you one of the hardest lessons I've learned about that sign, and I'm going to give this to all the listeners. It's a freebie based on a lifetime of experience. Take it from Professor Robert. It's better to leave 5 minutes early than 5 minutes late.
Oh, don't stay too long at the party.
Let's just say it's always good to go out on a high note when that inner voice tells you it's time to go. Because if you don't listen to it and you stay too long, what was perfectly fine 5 minutes earlier could turn very sticky 5 minutes later. And as with things like marriages and contracts and stuff, it's always easier to get into a situation than it is to get out of it. And so, that should teach us how to examine things from many different angles and not just buy in all the way, but understand that each step of the way we get to check back in, and if it works, fine. And if it doesn't work, well, maybe it's time to figure out what's not working. And if we can do something, fine. If we can't do something, then do we really need to be there at all? Most of the time, this world expects us
to stay in there. There's a lot right now with these long-term relationships breaking up. People just either staying as roommates or just moving on. There seems to be a lot of that happening right now. And new partners coming in that are more of resonance or more reflective. I mean, I've seen that personally. I've seen that in the groups that I've been doing, where people that saying, well, we've been together 22 years, it's done. It's just over. I don't know if that's
part
of this or not.
Well, what you just said ties into that great, the old saw that some people are with us for a season and some people are with us for a reason and some people are with us forever. And, the friendships of our youth are usually not the friendships of our young adulthood. And some of them make it into middle adulthood and old age, and some of them don't, because people change. And as free spirits, we get to respond any way we want. and we're in the middle of the grand irrationality. Actually, we're at the back end in another 4 or 5 years. That's not going to be part of this collective craziness. This Uranus square Pluto will also be done, so we're not going to have to deal with this hard edge. I mean, Uranus square Pluto, think the Crimea, think Venezuela, think Occupy, think every single thing, you know, the movement against the complete widespread destruction of the earth, water, and air by the petroleum and gas industries. You know, everything is an edge right now. The edge of how much is the greatest democracy on earth actually going to allow money to hijack the process? How much are we going to play the heavy-handed enforcers versus the beacon of democracy, which we really haven't been lately, given the amount of spying, kidnapping, and renditioning and everything else that we've been doing as a country? And so this is the heart of the mess, and something is now fracturing. Right now, it's coming up. I just posted today. The rest of this week, we've got great aspects going. Mercury trine Jupiter, sextal Pluto, and Venus trine Mars. We can get a lot done this week because with the new moon coming at 10 Aries this coming Sunday, that begins the fracturing. That begins the period of fracturing. Now, I do want to give two examples of some things that might just be helpful as a reference. First of all, the I Ching has this phrase that says, sometimes one is enriched through unfortunate events. Some fracturing can turn out really, really well. You got to break an egg to make an omelet. Okay, you've got to break the old shell of personality if you're ever going to grow. And so some things have to fracture so that the boundaries fall away, the limits fall away, the binding force falls away, and we can choose a new course. We can choose a different way. We can choose different relationships, different profession, different attitudes. We don't need to spend all this time with person A, B, and C because we have D, E, F, G, and H waiting for us, waiting for our truth, waiting for our heart, waiting for our love, waiting for our fun and our play and our affection. And that's why, you know, if we're really stuck in a really lousy, goopy, passive-aggressive or active-aggressive situation, sometimes you just have to turn around and say, forget about it. There's other people to play with. And in a strange thing, I told you I would relate. It's personal right now. Saturday, I had a tooth fracture. Literally, it fractured.
Literally, wow.
So I had to maintain my equilibrium because I couldn't get to the dentist until yesterday. So I had to maintain this inner equilibrium. I had to chew more on one side than the other. I had to focus more on one side than the other. And it was kind of interesting because that tooth was ready to fracture for a long time anyway. And in it fracturing now, it forced me to take care of it, not later but sooner. And by taking care of it when I did, I had the least damage, the most good, and the best fix for the least amount of money that it would have ever cost me. So because it fractured now, it actually saved me as much as $2,000.
Wow!
That's hard.
So
it's hard to keep your mind on when your teeth are falling apart. But it's a good thing came out of it.
Yeah. So the fracturing is this breaking apart. Then is what's happening to bring it, to put it back together in a better way, to put it back together in something that's
better for us. Well, the T-square is integrative. The T-square is integrative. The fracturing, anything that isn't structurally sound fractures, whether it's an idea or a building or a tooth, whatever. If it's not structurally sound, the cracks are going to show up and eventually it will crumble. So the only thing that can fracture is that which doesn't have its structural integrity anyway. And whether or not it was built wrong to begin with or whether it's just had its run and it's taxed and worn out and just done, Whether relationships wear out, just like clothes wear out and teeth wear out. And then
mm-hmm.
you can either repair it or you can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
so
that
the
makes
fracturing,
so much sense.
So if it's
yeah,
not built on a good foundation, this is the time that it's going to come apart. If something's not built on a good or good enough or the foundation is worn down or et cetera, that's the time that it's going to break through then or fracture is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Ah, makes sense. Makes sense. And that's infrastructure. I'm seeing that in a lot of areas, I guess, you know.
I look at it as an inevitability,
mm-hmm.
given that there's so much that's unsustainable, that's been
mm-hmm.
constructed on false premises, on lies,
mm-hmm.
on deflections.
Yeah.
And again, remembering that sometimes we get the lesson, we're done. We don't need
right.
any more of that lesson. We're done. It's not ours to own anymore. Even if we react to it, it's still not ours to own. Maybe there's other things to do. We don't really need to. It's like, think about it. If you can fish, then fish. If you can't fish,
mm-hmm.
then mend your nets.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your nets are mended and you still can't fish, take care of your boats. Scrape them, paint them,
mm-hmm.
caulk them, and so forth. If you
mm-hmm.
still can't fish and your nets are mended and your boats are done, then go party. Go
That's
play
right.
with people.
Go have a
go
cappuccino.
Have fun.
That's right.
You bet. Let's create good memories and good experiences and
yes.
good times and stop worrying about
yeah.
why we can't fish or maybe we need to go back and remend the nets when they're just fine. Again, in one of the fracturings that took place in my life recently regarding people, there's really nothing, because it is incapable of mending, then there's
mm-hmm.
no point in trying.
Mm-hmm.
All that I can do is move forward, because there's nothing there anymore for me.
Right.
You see, it's
right.
not even it's not even a good or bad. It's just, it's really just the well ran dry. And so
yeah.
I can either complain because the well is dry or insist that the well shouldn't be dry or try to dig deeper hoping I'm going to find another spring, or I can just fold my tents and go find another well.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life it's just that way, Michelle, and you know it, and everybody out there listening knows it. Sometimes
yeah.
what's done is done, you know,
yeah.
and if we don't have any reason.
To rehear it. To honestly know, you know, get real, like, okay, this is, you know, and I think a lot of people are like, you know, there's a lot of holding on right now to what needs to not be held on to. And, like, I love what you said, but, you know, if it's done, if it wasn't, if the premise is over or wasn't based on the right premise or a good enough or life-enhancing premise and it's over, you know, people... I don't know. I've been seeing people. We're being forced to get our big girl and big boy panties on. It's like, let's go, March. Are you going? You're on the hike. You said you could do. There's a real impersonal aspect to this. These transits. It's very impersonal. It seems like. I mean, it's hitting us personally, but it's very impersonal.
Right. It is very impersonal. Uranus square Pluto is happening regardless of. If we're rich or poor, if we're living
mm-hmm.
in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, if we're in politics or produce, doesn't much matter. You know, the whole thing, this is the natural time. Again, some of this really still was, it's the emergence of the core of what humanity awakened to around 64, 65, 66, and 67. At the last Uranus-Pluto conjunction, and now it's square. A lot of what's going on right now is an inevitability of the way that the world mishandled the global awakening of the mid-60s.
Ah.
Yeah, there was this huge global awakening, and this is now the corrective point. This is where we get to correct the course. And this square is happening over years, so we don't. It's not a quick course correction.
Right. Wow. So in a way, are we getting back on track, or are we learning to how to use this energy better?
I'd say as far as getting back on track and learning to use the energy better, that that really is an individual judgment call.
Okay.
Because there's no, this is not a one-size-fits-all challenge, and it's happening to us every day.
Yeah.
And because it's happening every day, well, today might bring one form of the challenge. Tomorrow might bring another form of the challenge. The next day might bring another form of the challenge. And again, some challenges lead to great breakthroughs, great aha moments. Other challenges just leave us frustrated and discouraged. You know, some challenges make us wonder what we were ever thinking of to begin with. And other challenges, we become laser clear. We become laser clear about what to do, what not to do, and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying not only individual, but within the individual experience, it's going to change. It's not going to have the same not only meaning, but expression and experience. So that tells me we really have to connect into that higher knowing, higher self, higher power, whatever, the spirit, the I am center. Because on a personality level, there's no way we would know. It's like the Rumi poem you read. You know, there's no way to know without going into that inner knowing.
It's better to live. It's better to live with conscious intention, sort of an openness to discovering what is the wisdom? What is the way? What is our community? Because the wisdom, the way, and the community are the three refuges where we can always know that, look, if they're part of our spiritual community, they're our friends, then they can even bust our personality, but they don't mean to hurt us in the process. That
right.
If we find the wisdom in the way, then we're walking the walk. You know, and it doesn't
right.
matter what anybody else thinks, because we're walking the walk. And we are walking the way toward our higher destiny, whatever that means. That's not subject to anybody else's approval. My God, if we can't really know the highest truth of our being, how can anybody else presume to know it? You know, so
right.
we have to learn at some point to trust our heart and trust our spiritual knowledge and really be willing to honor that part of us that is good to the core and has been since we were born. To really understand not to jeopardize the heart, the core of our truth of being, our truth of knowing. I don't mean the sentimental feelings about heart. I mean that heart, that straight knowledge that comes when your heart's into it, you know it. If your heart's not into it, you know it. When something, if your mind says, oh, what is it? Ask your heart. It'll know. Clearly it'll know exactly what's up and what's not up. And again, during this period of time, the pressure is on, so we can't really afford to yield to temptations that are not in our best interest. This is really a time when we have to get clear about what's not in our best interest. And because Mars is in Libra retrograde, take time, weigh, judge, evaluate from many different angles. Slow the process down. Slow the aggression down. Slow the back and forth down. Be moderate. Postpone the battle for another day if it's your battle to do. And if it's not your battle to do, then bow out with grace and go somewhere else and have fun.
I've been doing that, actually. That's great. Robert, I so have loved this. Got to get you back for part two. I don't know, April, May, something. Got to come back. This has been so not only inspiring but inspirational. It's really given not only insight but the inspiration to move through these challenges that we've all been going through. It really makes it just a lot clearer and more succinct exactly what's happening. And as I know, as you heard by the calls, a lot of people, exactly, the crazy, a lot of people going through that right now and saying, you know, why are people acting this way? What's going on? You know, how do I deal with this? So thank you so much for your wisdom. So appreciate it. And by the way, when is the webinar? It's coming up.
It's actually, well, it's Sunday. And
I forget,
it's on the site. I've got all the times and the everything. And, you know, yeah, it's a class. And, you know, I've got other ones going. Navigating Your 50s is a very popular one to help people get from 49 to 60 without a minimum of problems. You know, and I've got other ones. I've got some astrological ones coming on the Aspect series and eclipses, and I've got just all kinds of classes going, so it's pretty good.
Great. So basically, everyone just go to AquariusPapers.com, and you can find out more information about the webinars, read Robert's blog, and contact him to do some personal work with him as well. Thanks so much, Robert, for being on Awakening.
You bet, and I'll see you all soon again.
See you soon. And thank you, Awakening listeners, Awakened Ones. Thank you so much for being here and making Awakenings what it is. Thank you all for that great appreciation feedback you've been leaving on iTunes. It really bumps us up in the search, and just feels good to read it. And for questions, comments, guest suggestions, or email questions to answer on air, you can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.